Welcome to day 21 of the Digital Advent Wreath. Today we are continuing to reflect on joy in this Advent season. Before we begin today's meditation, take a moment to find a place where you are comfortable and free from distractions. Holy Spirit, we ask that you guide our hearts, our minds, and our imaginations as we meditate on today's scripture passage. As I read through the passage for the first time, pay close attention to any words, phrases, or images that stand out to you. When I'm done reading the passage, there will be a few moments of silence to allow you to reflect on what the Spirit may be saying to you. Today's passage is from Psalm 138, verses 4 through 8. All the kings of the earth shall give you thanks, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth. And they shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. Come, Holy Spirit. On our second journey through the text, allow the words to connect with you personally. Which words or phrases resonate with your heart, your season of life, or a particular situation you are facing? After I finish reading this passage, pray through the following questions. What do I need to know, be, or do in light of this passage? What does this mean for my life today? All the kings of the earth shall give you thanks, O Lord. For they have heard the words of your mouth, and they shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. Come, Holy Spirit. After hearing this passage for a third time, simply talk to God about what this passage is stirring up in your hearts and mind in this moment. All the kings of the earth shall give you thanks, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth, and they shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. Come, Holy Spirit. As we hear this passage one last time today, try to hear it with fresh ears. After I've read it, sit in God's presence before fleeing from this moment. You might express wonder, awe, gratitude, or praise through words, or you might allow yourself to feel and experience the joy of God as you sit before Him quietly. All the kings of the earth shall give you thanks, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth, and they shall sing of the ways of the Lord. For great is the glory of the Lord. For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me. The Lord fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. Come, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for the scriptures, Holy Spirit, thank you for guiding us in this time. Help us to carry the joy of Jesus with us today. Amen.